We're starting on Rashi and Peyim Beis, three lines from the bottom. We finished the Gemara all the way down to the bottom, Peyim Beis, and out. We didn't do any Rashis yet. So the Shaila was, the Shemeres Yavim, Shemesa Mikhoivra, Shem the Yeshla Shnei Yershim, can we boil on? So there really are two people which are going to be taking over her properties, like we saw in the Mishnah. So who has the Yalach of Kavura. Yeshe Bal Kabri Law to call Yarsik Subasa. So they take the Nixis and Barzil. And they also take the property which is designated to pay for the Ksuba. They get all of that. Netanya Perak Narmur Shani Spatza, Kavura also Tachas Ksubasa. That the Chiyuv Kavura goes, it's connected with the Nedunya. Okay. Tamura says Toshma, because Tamura says Yershel Yershik Subasa, Oisim Yershim Shiyershim Subasa, Chayav Mikvurasa. So the chayv and the kavura. So that's the chayv. That's a ferish. That's a ferish of brisa. Good.
The chayv.
The ones who get the ksuba are the ones who chayv the chayv kavura. The nisim alug go to the yershay ha'av, but the brisa says that the yershay ksuvasa are the ones of the chayv kavura. So the Mora says we have it in a mishnah later on. This is a modern Yizernis. This is not just a Bryce, it's a Mishnah. So, the money which is being supported from this Yisraimim, so they're not Chai B'Kurasa. Because Yershay Yershik Ksubasa, Chiyam B'Kurasa. So it says, Ein Chiyam B'Kurasa, the Haboy, the Mesib Ksubasa, the Yersheha. So, the case where the man had the man had children not from her, so they wouldn't be the ones that are going to be Yerush her Ksuba. Somebody else is going to be getting that. They're going to pay out the Ksuba to somebody else. So those other people will be the ones of the Chiyuv Kvura. So who is the one who has different Yerushim? These are the Tana Masitzin, Oisin Yerushin Shershin Ksubasa. So, the Mishnah points out, the ones who get the Ksuba have the Chiyuv. Well, where is the scenario where a woman would have that type of situation? So, there's some who get the Ksuba, some who get other properties. So, what would the type of scenario be? So, Eshmeres Yabim is an example of the Mishnah, is a type of a person that has different Yerushim getting different parts of her properties. And it says in the Mishnah, the one who gets the Ksuba is the one who's going to be Chayv in the Kvura. Okay. So Rabbi asked the question. So let the man say, Achani Yerush. Ksuba Zoshani Yerush. Ein kan min dunyas avia klum. El Masayim, to establish a kosev la achi, ben ani yerush so el achi. So if all of the yavam is going to get, is he's going to take over the properties because now she died. So those properties which had been designated as payment for the ksuva, which it turned out that he, by her dying first, there was no need to pay that ksuba. So he gets the property set aside for the Masayim and the Tosefis, now go to the brother. So he's not getting them from her, he's getting them from his brother who had died. So why can't he argue that? That's Rabbi's question. So Bai said back, because we come to him from Shnei Tzadin. If he's Yerush the brother, so he can resist it. So the husband has a chiv to bury his wife, even if she doesn't bring anything into the marriage. They're masak and kibrosa tachlis ksubasa, but even if she brings nothing in, that itself is mechayev of him to bury her. So if he's arguing that he's taking, if the surviving brother is arguing that he's taking over his brother's property, so with that comes a chiyuv kibura. So that's you're not going to be kibura ishtoi. So then yitin ksubasa shakura ba tachtel. So it's not going to be kibura. So then it's the kibura or the ksuba. So pay the ksuba. So that's what Abai asked the Rabbi. The Rabbi said back that it's not nitin ligvus mechayim. Kol zman shabal chai. As long as the husband's alive, there's no chiv to pay the ksuba. So I was like a baal in the sense that I wasn't an oris to her, but I was a shemeres yavam to her. So on my end, I was ready to take her. So she never got possession of the ksuba yet, because there was somebody waiting to take her. So now she doesn't get the ksuba after she dies. So it's not called him receiving the ksuba from her, but rather he's receiving the ksuba from the brother. And the argument, if he's not going to recover her, so then he has to pay the ksuba. What moment did she get a schus to ksuba? She didn't get a point where she had a right to the ksuba, that she'd have a chiyuv to pay either the ksuba or the kavura. So the Gemara says back, so what you're doing is medrash ksuba. Manchamatla di isle medrash ksuba. Shadarish loshan ksuba shakosuba, that you're taking the language of the ksuba to the fullest implications. It says l'chishetino sila acher titli masha kosuv l'chi. That's the language of the ksuba. When you remarry, that's when you'll get the ksuba. In case where she, if he dies, she's an almana, so she stays. She has a right to stay in the husband's estate, in the house, etc. And doesn't get paid the ksuba yet. When she remarries to somebody else, that's when the ksuba kicks in. To me, not the yakta. That's where you realize. That's where you're coming up with this rule. Loinit the ksuba ligvus mechayim. To any yachol linosel acher. That there's no bchalal, no schus to be a. She doesn't have any real shibud, as it were, to the property until later. So he's not receiving the property from the woman because it's not really hers yet. Yeah, but the problem is Beishamai has a general rule, Biyavamis, Parakish Shaholcha, the Kamar Beishamai, well, let me say, so who holds that? That's Beishamai. Because we have over there in Yavamis, that it says the Kamar Beishamai, but let me say, Rik Suba Nomad. So the Marba there is bringing the issue of a woman is allowed to remarry based on the testimony of Ben Eila Echad or of her own testimony that her husband died, she's allowed to remarry. Basilil said that she can remarry, but she cannot collect the ksuba because you need to aid him. The husband died. We heard of a right to collect the ksuba from the yorshim. So the moment is, Chazal did not make any tikkana. That she shouldn't be in aguna. So Chazal made this nemonis. We trust in eid echad, but based on the chazak, he should like the mitzvah. So we assume that's enough to be matter the yisr and allow her to remarry. But it comes the moment is, we say, bring to aid him. Your husband died. You'll collect the ksuba. That's what Bishama says. Bishama says, the ksuba says, when you remarry, you get the ksuba. So she's remarrying, she gets the ksuba. So Bishama takes this idea of that we have, even though we should argue that based on the regular calling of Dini Mamanis, she shouldn't be able to collect. But you have to look at the language of the ksuba very carefully and use that as a reason to be mechayev him to pay. That same Beis Shammai would then say, it says only the chishitinu soy la'achar, but not beforehand. It's not the gives mechayev. So, whereas according to Beis Hillel, it's a Shiva, he's Mechayib, right? And the Chishon HaLe'acher is like a Tanai. Whatever. It's not a defining element in the Ksuba. So if that's true, that'll mean that over there she can't collect without aid, which actually is remarrying, but that's not the definition of the Chiv. Ksuba is a regular star. But it also means that the Chiv is here, and now when she dies, it's called that the Yavam is being yarish the property from the woman. But the Moors are arguing, even according to Beshamai, Shin le Beshamai, Shemisha Yesh le Shtar Achay Bochaberi, who Muxik when it say Halai ba Yosem Mimenu, he has a shame Muxik. The Muxik is the Baal Ashtar, not the Baal Hakarka. Because the old Shtar Hamidli was Gabi Dami, and the Chosim Mechaz Kosa, Echel Minoka Yaris. So even though she has not collected it yet, since she has the shtar, she has the shtar, it's considered that she has the property in her. It's considered she's the muxik, and regards to cases of if you have a disagreement between the balakarka and the bala. Reuben has a shtar and Shimon owes him money. Now there's a dispute between Reuben and Shimon. So according to Beis Shammai, Reuben is considered the musik, even though it's Shimon's property, because Reuben has the shtar. So we had a case over there of a woman who was a saita. Before she drank, her husband died. So what's the plural? It means any woman, shekino lehen baleyan, that they had received kino, ministeru, and then against the will of the husband, they had been with somebody besaser. But his achemes, but they did not get to Yerushalayim to do the process, and then the husband died. So now, a woman who's mizan doesn't get a ksuba, so she doesn't get the ksuba. So below says, so she can't drink. The binan behavior how isha ishtay. So she can't drink anymore. So what about the ksuba? So Bithil says, you only get the sufa once you're clarified that you're not a zayna. Well, she can't never clarify that, so she doesn't get the ksuba. Beshami says she gets the ksuba. So how can it be? It's a suffix annoy. If she's a ksuba, maybe she was mazana and she lost her ksuba. And we're saying that the according to Beshami, she collects the from the yarshim midei vadai midei yarshi habal shein vadoyin birusha they vadai the birusha and she's collecting from them mistafik. How could that be? The answer is kagobi domi vhim muksesu menuchasim yarshi mihen vein kan moitzi midei vadai. She's not the moitzi, she's the muksik. So you see, Beis Shammai says the Shtar Ha'emid Ligmus Kegabei Dom. Okay. So, Mor says fine, but while being in the Chishitini Soy, Aliel Park Soy Soy Hech Suba Nigvus Michayim Shechu Lava Lava Mishnei Tzadim. You're arguing that we come with licit. Either you're mokum the ach, you have to bury his wife. If you're arguing that you're not, so she doesn't want to take a ksuba. So at least give the kvura hachas the ksuba. So we said no. That's called ksuba being nibus mechayim. You don't have that because it's not chishitina isla achar. She died. Some more answers. No. You're assuming that the Yavim, when he does the process of Yivum, is called the extension of the Nifter. So you have the Kasha. The answer is no. That for this purpose is, as far as the Chiyuv Ksuba goes, in the moment that the husband died, and she is potentially going to be going to the Yavim, she's in a state where she's going to marry somebody else, so that already is the Chiyuv Ksuba has started. Okay. Okay, tell me more. Shalach lay the two dots. Rabba Labaya, Biyad Rav Shmoy Bar Zera. So Rabba sent over Rav Shmoy Bar Zera to Abaya with the following question. It says, "Umi nitna ksuba ligvus mechayim." That in the scenario of a yavam. Is that true that the Chiyuv Ksuba already took effect at the time of the Ptira of the first brother, and now Betzim she has a Chiyuv Ksuba, and just saying when he does Yibum, it stays on hold, but Betzim she has a Chiyuv Ksuba immediately then. Is that true? But Tanya. Rabbi Abba Omer, Shalti Esumchis, Haroitz Hashim Kamenichse Achiv, Ketzer Hoise. So, if he wants to sell the property, so he's done Yibum, and we said that all of the property of the Nifter are Achrai for the Ksuba, like the Mishnah said. And now he wants to sell some of the property, which thereby potentially diminishing what she has to collect the ksuba from. So she's not going to want to agree to that. Okay. So if she would be, if he's a Yisrael, so what he could do is. So, the assuming that the property of the brother is greater than the value of the ksuba, he can be megarisher and pay the ksuba, and now he has the right to take all the remaining property and do whatever he wants with it. Then he wants to stay married to her, he can remarry her. When he remarries her, so he's remarrying her almanas. The remaining property is what's a chayav for ksuba. So if she takes that, she takes that. Now let's say it's a kayin, which he cannot do the states of divorcing her and remarrying her.
She takes what she takes.
If he remarries her, it's up to her to say yes. So if he remarries her. Um, So she's agreeing, whatever he sold already, he sold. So she's coming in agreeing that the ksuba will be on whatever the remaining, the chasim of the baal, of the first husband, whatever is left. He did yibum. So she brought in the property of the brother was worth two times the ksuba. But he can't sell any of that property because it's all a cry for the ksuba. And it's not necessarily things which she'd be able to collect from if they're sold. It's not karka necessarily. So he can't sell it. He wants to be able to sell some of it. So if he's Yisrael, who can divorce her and remarry her? So he can divorce her, pay out the ksuba, and now the remaining amount, he can do whatever he wants with. If he remarries her again, based on the original ksuba. So whatever, let's say the case was three times the amount, right? So there's still property left for the ksuba. So, or if he hasn't paid the ksuba yet. If he remarries her, he'll be able to ask that chiyuv. He doesn't necessarily have a chiyuv, another chiyuv ksuba. It's the same chiyuv ksuba. He doesn't necessarily collect twice. But if he's a kohen, doesn't have that eight. So kohen, yasa, sudo, yifayas.
What happens? She wouldn't collect twice?
Yeah.
They never get married. They never get divorced a second time. But I mean, otherwise, why doesn't she get ksuba twice?
I'm not sure, but I think the case that over here of the Yavam, which her whole Ksiv Ksuva is just on the original the property which came in from the brother. I don't remember the Teshuvah of it. That if she didn't collect the ksuba, he's able to remarry her almanas, the properties, the original iskaibas of the ksuba, and she won't collect twice. I don't remember the cheshbon why, but it's a mission later on. Yeah. I mean, premeditated. It wasn't when he did the yibum that it's premeditated, but what? Now that he has her.
That's what I was thinking. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, she doesn't have to say yes afterwards. So it's a true. It's a divorce. I mean, they're totally severed.
I thought that once, if you're throwing a get to your wife, and there's any premeditated thoughts of Martin, if the get doesn't count, then the get is still.
No, the only case of a problem is if there's something in the halachic arrangement of the get or the language which is still tying one to the other. That's where you have a problem. It's lacking in creases. What he has in mind, I couldn't care less what he has in mind. It's a get, it's a get. Right? If he'll put a limitation, that she's divorced, but she can't marry. He has one rival in the world that he hates very much. He says, "I'm divorced to you on the condition you never marry this fellow." So now she's not totally severed from him, because wherever she goes, she still has that limitation based on her original husband. That's not a full severance. But if he gives again, he gave again. I mean, there is a possibility she won't remarry, right? You know.
The fact that she's a, I guess once she's, what's gone, the fact that she's a Yavama, because they're Rabbinic, you can mox her. But that's if you didn't go through, if you gave.
Give chalitza, you can't marry her, right?
Okay.
If you married her, married her. Okay, now, in Kayano, Yasa Suda Beifais. But if the husband's a Kohen, this is not an option. So the eight is, just be nice to her, and hopefully she'll be agreeable to let him sell. And he says, listen, the amount of the property which is there to guarantee your ksuba, I'm not touching. But right now I cannot, there's multiple times that amount. I would like to sell some of it. So she should be agreeable to it. In Yisrael, who, Megarish Beget Beyachzer. Right, but if the husband is a Yisrael, which he can divorce her and remarry her, so he can divorce her, pay out the ksuba, and then sell the rest, and then remarry her based on that ksuba. Okay, so that's what Reb Abba said, that Sumcha's answered his question, I guess. So he asked him, what do you do? And he said, this is what you do. Now, Rabbi says, so Bashar Lizman, why does he have to go through the process of divorcing her? Right? If the Chi of Ksuba is here already, just designate the whatever is going to be the property for the actual collection of the ksuba. If it's considered like mechayim, then she's zoicha in it already. Then, and now that she's zoicha in it, so then the husband has the yavam husband has a right to dispose of other properties because she received her ksuba. So if you tell me that the ksuba doesn't kick in until after she's divorced. So there's no way you can say that she received her ksuva by designating something. So he's designating something which will be used for payments in the future. That's not called, she doesn't have it yet. Behold, ksuva is legal mechayim, the key of ksuva is already there. So once he designates that's what it is, it'll become hers. And now the husband has a right to dispose of other properties. The Bai says back, "L'tameich, the ksuba is not nidda ligus mechayim." But loisim emastisin, what about the Mishnah? Why didn't you ask me from a sumchis? You could have asked me the same question from the Mishnah. Lo yomer lo harei ksuba seich munachas licha l'shulchan. So he has no power to say, listen, here's your ksuba, here's the prop, here's what's going to pay for the ksuba, put it on the table, and everything else he can sell. But no, everything is a kroy, he can't sell anything. So it's a fair shemishna, you should ask me from. Right? So why didn't you ask him over there? The answer is, Hasam, in the Mishnah, it's not saying a halachic limitation. It's saying this is not a good idea. What you should do, don't do this. Not that it won't work, but don't do it. Because if it is saying a halachic limitation rather than saying just a practical idea, don't do it. Sefer Dektani, V'chein lo yomer adam le'ishter harek suba sech manachas licha l'shulchan l'kol l'chos v'chraim l'ksuba s'ishter. The Mishnah says, don't do that by the case of a regular wife, not the case of a Yavama. Now, over there, there's no halacha that a husband, in regular case of marriage, so by saying, Yavam, she's brought in with a very limited rights to property, and the halacha, you're saying that the husband, Yavam, the Yavam, who's now the husband, cannot touch the property and sell it. But there's no halacha that a husband can't sell his property. Regular husband can't sell his property. But the Mishnah says the same language over there. So the way you're learning it means, the simple written means is say he can't sell. Listen, here's the ksuva, but no, all of his property is mekaroi and he can't sell it. That's not true. So what does it mean? It means it's a tava kamash malon. So chanami it's a tava kamash malon. So the Mishnah is not a question. Because it's clearly that if he would designate these as the payment for the ksuva, and then something happened to them, he's left with a situation where he has no ksuva, which he cannot be with her anymore, and he'd have to go and... in words, if this process would work, that it's Michaim, we're saying that once he designates it, it becomes hers. Then if some of it is lost, he's going to have a problem. Whereas if you don't designate, so that everything is a croy, so there's no issue if some of it got lost. There's all about someone to collect from. That's what Rashi learns. Chizkiah learns, don't do this. Because once a person does that, so in his mind, he's sort of like said goodbye to that property. It's much easier to divorce her. Because psychologically, once it's, okay, that's it. If that's for her, it's done with, and it's in his mind. So then, okay, so tomorrow he divorces her. So it's much easier. Whereas if she has to go collect the property, so part of the deterrent of the ksuba is... by divorcing her, he says, "Wow, she's going to come and take some of my property." Right? So he doesn't want that. So that's what Tosafot says. Deitz Tova. Rashi learns Deitz Tova is that he end up in a situation where he'd be usur to her because that property would be lost. He would have to go regenerate other property to place it, replace it.
What?
I'm not going to repeat myself. Elder of Abakash. So Morris says, "Rabbi says that's why the Mishnah." Okay, I don't have a question from. But Rabbi Abba says that the only way he can sell the property is by divorcing her. But according to, if it didn't look so time, he could do this. Tamar answers to Rabbi Nami Lakasha. So that Mishum Eva. Now, okay.
Yeah.
The Ava is, so he comes and says, listen, here's the deal. This is the only property, this is the property set over the ksuba. This is it. It's yours. Everything's wonderful. And I'm going to go sell the rest of the stuff. So the subtle message to the woman, which is not necessarily what he means, but the woman's going to hear is, wow, he's already preparing to divorce me. Now, why divorcing her and remarrying her is better, you know, I guess divorcing her is bad, but at least the fact that you're marrying her, that's nice. But, you know, so like they're like past the stage of the issue. Whereas this, they're going to live with this problem the whole time. So that's why Rabbi Abba did not suggest that as an aid.
Well, but if he's going to take her back, I mean, before he divorces her, presumably they've had a conversation. He says, look, my intention is to, you know, ask you to marry me again. Right. So he's mafias her with that so that she understands this is just sort of a business transaction.
Okay. But you think that this one wouldn't work? Right, she won't believe him.
Yeah, this you know, he's preparing, you know. Right. It's like he's hired a lawyer or something.
Okay, I hear. Okay. See Rashi. Shach le Rav Labaya. Lachar shehishivoi al shehlosoi. That Betzim Lechiv Ksuba by the Yavama is as soon as her husband, first husband, dies, and not when the second husband divorces her. So Lechiv Ksuba is there already. So Rabbi asked the question to Abaya. He sent it beyond Rav Shemaya, who haya shliach l'tshuvaso. He was the shliach to bring this Rabba's response to Abaya. Umin et l'ksubas yivam aligvas mechayim diyavim. Is that true? Because with Hatanya, he wants to sayim shkinik sayachiv la'achar shekonas asivim. So he did the yibum. That all of the property is a chray, which means he can't sell it out. So what does he do? If he's a kohen who cannot divorce and remarry her, make a nice fancy meal. So he said, listen, I'm not touching the mouth of Shriksuba, but I'd like to sell the rest. So.
Are we assuming that it's the like he's trying to get her drunk too?
Takes her out to dinner.
Well, but he's no, emphasizing the ayin here.
I don't think it means to get her drunk. You know, get her relaxed. In Israel, who should mutter lachzer kruvshosay, but if it's Israel, the H is megarsha beget, magves ksubaso. So then he will then pay the ksuba. Marcha marsha yirtza. They can sell the rest. Masir almanas ksubasa or rishon, and then he can remarry her based on that the first ksuba. I feel a rotzalachzir miyad. Even if he didn't pay the ksuba yet, so he can remarry her before he sells even if he didn't sell the other properties yet, so he can divorce her. Pay the ksuba, remarry her based on that ksuba, and sell the rest of the properties. Because when he remarries her, she'ein zakrashi she'ein makabes milivka ala yavama. So this halacha that the property can be, she can control the sale of the property and prevent it, is only a situation when she's coming in through yibum. So, because the yom does not write a ksuba to her at all, he just takes her based on the ksuba of his brother. He doesn't say what I own or what I will own. So, makes of us the el alarishin. So all she has is the property which came in from the first brother, and therefore, mishum hachi ma'akva bekulu. So she has the right to say you can't touch any of it, because we're afraid if he touches some and only leaves enough just for the ksuba, maybe something will happen to that which has been designated. So, whereas a regular husband who writes any properties I will could get in the future also, so even if something happens, he'll get new properties, he'll get new things, he'll get new money, so she'll collect from that. But over here, she doesn't have that option. Because there's a very limit, whatever comes in later on, the marriage is irrelevant to her. It's only what, there's a limited amount. Okay, but if the Bnei Chori, what is still sitting by the Yavam, something happens to it, she'll go and collect from what the Yavam sold. I don't want to go through the process. Assuming that you cannot collect the ksuba from a tatalin, It's all karka. So karka, she can collect karka from the karka which is sold. So go. So even if this piece of property was ishtadif, it means it became like it flooded, damaged, whatever it is, it's no longer valuable. So she'll get other properties, but she said, I don't want to go through the process. Of a kasa l'ksuba, kishamazir, when he remarries her, he writes l'ksuba. The kasa of the kanoi, but the kanino, l'mati ma'akba. But if he writes in the ksuba, whatever I'm going to get in the future as well, so she can't say, well, I'm worried about what there is. Don't worry, I'll get more. Okay, let's hold the Rashi here. Rashi's asking a kasha. Rashi's acting like a Tosis right now. Next piece.